Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Deborah Adams Doring.
And I am Glenn Doring.
And together we work as the socially engaged art collaborative called DOE Projects. And part of our focus, of our collaborative is what we call core forms and keywords. The core forms are 0, 1, hyphen, tilde, and period, which are all found on a keyboard character. And they are also the basic shapes, circle, horizontal line, vertical line, swash, and point. So these are our basic forms that we've worked with for the past 8-9 years mm-hmm. as our core forms, and they are the point of departure, or we also say the invitation to interact with communities and individuals on various types of projects.
And so you will see them in every exhibition or installation or artwork, sometimes more obvious and sometimes more hidden, but they are always our point of departure and entrance into a new artwork as well.
So when we were invited to Holden to be artists in residence, we began to prepare by looking at the Holden website. And one of the things that we saw on the website was that quilt making was a very valued part of the community. So we talked with Chuck and Peg Hoffman about designing a quilt and perhaps working collaboratively with someone who is familiar with the Holden community on a quilt together. And that's exactly what happened.
So it is a large quilt that incorporates our core forms. And it has, as part of its pattern, four large letters, C-A-R-E, care. But if you start reading those four letters, because they're basically in four quadrants, if you start with the R, you spell R-A-C-E, which is race. And so it is sort of our care race quilt, which are actually a couple of keywords in our time right now, which are keywords, according to sociologists at this point, are words that have multiple meanings that can be sometimes pleasant or sometimes challenging, and certainly race would be one of those, and care for the planet, for instance, is sort of a hot topic now.
Also, the letters can spell A-C-R-E, which is acre, and also refers to the land, which, having come to Holden, we're very impressed with the care that the community here takes in terms of their care of the land. We've learned quite a bit about garbology and
remediation,
the fire that's been
fires.
Here.
Yes.
So these are all things that have contributed to some of the symbology that is integrated into the quilt. And we are now at a point, we've been here 5 days, and the response has been very good about community members coming in and doing a basic stitch on the quilt to solidify and tack down all of the different forms. So we've had some good conversations this week and feel very positive about this first project that we planned and then brought to Holden. We should also say that the excellent quilter Trudy Arnold was instrumental in this project. She lived at Holden for 2 years previous to this time, mm-hmm. but now has returned to help us and help the community interact with the quilt. So could not have done the project without Trudy mm-hmm. Arnold.
That is true. And actually, to root this quilt in this point in time at Holden, of course, on the back there will be a record of everyone who has added stitches to the quilt. And as one of the participants this morning said, I will leave, but my stitches will stay at Holden. But also, we've started keeping track of the topics of conversation, which are all, you know, at some point when someone reads that, they will get a real feel for what people were thinking and feeling in 2017. It'll be a little bit like a
time capsule.
A time capsule.
Yep. And there's a Trudy has planned for a pocket on the back of the quilt. So there'll be a, I don't know if there'll be like a plasticized record or whatever, but I think there's plans to have this record be a part of the quilt through this pocket, which was an excellent idea of hers. So again, we're very grateful to have had Chuck and Peg connect us, and we look forward to future collaborations with her. I think we will remain friends and collaborators in
Absolutely.
The future. So that's one project that we're doing here as Artists in Residence. As we're making this podcast, we are also sitting in a studio area that Chuck and Peg showed us and allowed us to use now for this last week, and we'll be working here for the next 2 weeks. And at this point, we're sort of envisioning some kind of continuing installation here. We've already put some of our core form symbols on the windows using stencils and a gouache paint. They're not long-term, they're easily removable, but I think they'll last throughout the summer. And not only are there our core forms, but Chuck and Peg have also been working with a set of forms. And their forms include the circle as well, so that's a form we share in common. The square, the triangle, the
equilateral cross, and the spiral.
The equilateral cross and the spiral. So it's been interesting to integrate their forms with our forms. So that's the second facet of our artist residency. And then the third facet will probably take place our last week, but we are beginning to plan for it. And that is some type of earth work here at Holden, either in kind of the central part of the village and or on one of the trails. So we've spoken with Travis, who is the naturalist, and he is away for a few days, but we're also going to be working with AJ on locating specific materials that would be good to use in a format that we've used before, which is often a circle, but then within the circle is an arrangement of form. And usually that's tied to a location, so we can't speak too much about it yet because we haven't found the location.
Yeah, small detail.
And we're not even sure of the material. But so it's really three facets to our residency here. The quilt, the installation here near the snack bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we want to call this the installation room or the studio room. I'm not sure it has a name, but maybe it will get a name this weekend. And then the land work.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.